Emma sat on the porch swing, her Bible open to Jeremiah 29 verse 11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." These words had carried her through seasons of doubt, but today she wrestled with what they meant for her best life. Earlier that week, Emma had been offered a promotion that promised a bigger paycheck and more prestige, but it required long hours and moving to a new city far from her family and church. On the surface, it seemed like the best decision, but deep down, Emma felt uneasy. She prayed, asking God for clarity and guidance. That Sunday, her pastor preached about living your best life, emphasizing that true fulfillment comes from following God's path. The message struck Emma's heart. Living her best life wasn't about chasing worldly success, but walking in step with God's will. Inspired, Emma set aside her ambitions to seek God's voice. She fasted, prayed, and spent time reading the Bible. One evening, as she read Proverbs 3:5-6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight," Emma felt an overwhelming sense of peace. She realized her best life wasn't tied to a job title or a bank account. It was rooted in staying connected to God, loving her family, and serving others in her community. With this clarity, Emma declined the promotion and chose to stay where she could grow in faith and make a difference. Months later, her decision bore unexpected fruit. Emma's deeper involvement in her church led to mentoring young women. Her faith blossomed, and her joy became contagious. She didn't just live her best life, she lived a life that glorified God. The moral of the story: Emma's journey reminds us that living our best life isn't about achieving worldly success, but walking in obedience to God's will. When we trust Him with our plans and priorities, He leads us to a life of purpose, joy, and peace that surpasses anything we could achieve on our own. As Christ followers, we're called to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, Matthew 6, verse 33. This means prioritizing His word, His will, and His ways over our desires. True abundance flows from a heart surrendered to Him. A simple invitation. What about you? Are you ready to invite Jesus into your life and trust Him with your plans? His love for you is deep and unconditional, and He desires to lead you into a life filled with His blessings. If you'd like to take this step, simply pray, "Jesus, I invite you into my heart. I trust you with my life and ask you to guide me in your ways." Let us know about your decision so we can pray with you and encourage you in your journey of faith.